From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has considered a condemnation of North Korea's missile tests of Wednesday, one of which landed inside waters that are part of Japan's exclusive economic zone. Coral Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This is a totally unacceptable action on the part of DPRK. The missile launched landed within the Japan's EEZ, exclusive economic zone.
He appealed to the Council for Unity and urged it to send a strong message to Pyongyang and expressed hope the Council would act soon. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power said there were strong condemnations from across the board among all 15 Council members. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The United States continues to believe that our response to North Korea's destabilizing activities is stronger when the international community remains united.
He said the U.S. is not only reaching out to its allies, but other countries like Russia and China to convince them such missile tests are destabilizing. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has reportedly taken an early lead as vote counting from municipal elections goes on. Pre-election polling suggested the ANC, plagued by a weak economy and allegations of scandal, could be in political jeopardy in local governments such as Pretoria and Johannesburg. Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu cast his ballot Wednesday.
It is a dream to know that one can vote in South Africa as a black person. It's fantastic, and I hope everybody will want to use their vote in the right way.
With 5% of the vote tabulated, the ANC held 54% of the ballots to the opposition Democratic Alliance's 33%. This is VOA News.